Welcome to the latest edition of the End Zone Podcast. Of course, I'm Chris Chastain. I host all of the college football podcasts. And with me again, we wouldn't ever expect Eric Jensen.
I'm here.
Eric, how are you?
That's a plus. Sometimes I'm not here.
That's about
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes I disappear for long periods of time.
Oh. He likes to disappear for the college podcast, but it's fine. He's here today, so.
All
right. So we're going to just get right into it. Why not? There's a lot to talk about today, including our top four, and, of course, championship games this weekend. So I'm just going to get into it. Our top four for this week is at number one, we have Clemson. At two, we have Auburn. At three, we have Oklahoma. And at four, we have Wisconsin. Eric, I'm just going to stick that right second. Is Auburn too high at number two?
In like our PSF thing or whatever, I have them at number two because I knew I'd get murdered if I put them at number one. So I put them at number two. But deep down in my heart, I feel like Auburn should be number one. If you beat the number one team in my country twice, like, that should say a lot about your program and the fact that you're actually the best program in the country. Also, Auburn, tougher schedule than Clemson, and that's just a fact. So I go Auburn over Clemson. I don't actually know what Clemson's schedule was, but I'm going to roll with it.
Well, Clemson, here's the thing. Clemson beat Auburn in the regular season. They beat them 13-7. So, I understand. Auburn's schedule is they have the best resume in the country. They've beaten two number one teams at different times. And then you have to figure, their two losses are versus a ranked LSU team that's ranked 18th right now, and then a number one ranked Clemson. So, basically, the committee's saying that Clemson, they favored the win over Auburn. That's what the difference between this is. Because, say Auburn lost to a different team. Say they lost to number three, Oklahoma. I would think Auburn would either be one or still be one or two. Probably one, if you're saying Oklahoma's three. So, but that's just what I'm saying. And Wisconsin, they're at four. Should they be higher since they're undefeated?
Yeah, they haven't really played anyone.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Honestly, I don't know if they're top five, but there'd be a lot of arguments if we took Wisconsin out of the top
Alabama
five.
Doesn't
Alabama
have a hard schedule, Alabama didn't play anyone that was important this year, so therefore Alabama's number five.
Right, yeah, so no, I agree with that, and honestly, I can make an argument for Georgia over Alabama if it hadn't have been for Georgia getting basically blown out by Auburn the first time. Besides that, are there any other thoughts on the top four? Or even, we're about to get into the 6-10. Are there any other
thoughts on 1-6? Which team, Chris, do you think outside of the top four has the best chance to get in?
Besides Georgia, I think they have the best chance because if they beat Auburn, obviously they'd be in. For me, I would say probably Miami because I think if they beat Clemson in the ACC championship, you beat a number one team and you only have one loss, I think you should get in. I think these other teams have less than a 25% chance to get in. I think Alabama's done, honestly, because their schedule is so weak. I think Penn State's done, and then USC, they probably have the highest chance of all, but they're too far behind now, and the two losses.
That's a good question. It's two teams.
What are your thoughts on
Alabama and Ohio State, because I truly believe that this whole committee thing is also kind of rigged, and they need one of those two teams in the college football playoffs to, like, make it work, because they're such, like, household brands, I guess. Like, I know that this whole, the whole point of this was, like, try and make college football more fair, but still, it's just a massive scheme. So I think Alabama or Ohio State, like no matter what, one of those two teams is going to get into the top four. I don't think Wisconsin's going to get in, even though they probably should. Even if Ohio State
And that's,
loses,
of
they'll
course,
put
we're saying if
Alabama in over
Ohio State
Wisconsin.
wins, correct.
Yeah.
Do you really believe that? They put a
No,
12-1 team
they put
in over
Alabama over
Alabama?
Wisconsin.
Why?
Because I think it's rigged. Like, you
I mean,
gotta,
why would
like,
they put Alabama over
I don't.
Wisconsin?
I don't know. I just don't think it's the most legitimate way to, like, do the college football playoffs. Because when you think about it, really, they're gonna have Clemson in there no matter what. They're gonna have Auburn in there, and then they can't sell tickets by putting Wisconsin in. That's like a second tier program. Like, they don't want that, so they'll put Alabama in. Mark my words. I don't think Wisconsin's gonna make it in. I don't th as much as they sh I believe they should, but I just don't believe that this whole system, like, is actually legitimate.
Well, if what you're saying happens in an undefeated conference champion, Wisconsin, I don't care what the schedule, if you're undefeated and you're conference champion, you should be a lock to get in. I understand you're saying it's rigged so it won't happen. I know exactly what you're saying, though. I'm not blaming you, but I'm saying if you put an undefeated conference champion,
Yeah.
Wisconsin, at five, there's something wrong. This is rigged. I mean, that's absolutely right. So that can't happen. I don't think it would. I don't think they would do something like that. I think, I don't, to be honest, I don't know. This is, of course, saying if they beat Ohio State this weekend. If they don't beat Ohio State, obviously they're done. They're out. I mean, Alabama would probably be in because I don't know if they favor two losses for in a conference championship over Alabama's one loss to Auburn that wasn't like that bad, but they don't have a schedule, so it's kind of tough. I think if Oklahoma and Wisconsin win, it's over because I think that the Which I had this at the end. Who do we think our top final four predictions will be? Which would, of course, say that at the end. But
Yes.
I think the SEC champion's a lock. Would you agree? The ACC champion, at least Clemson's a lock. I think Miami may or may not be a lock. I would think they're a lock. Do you think they're a lock?
Miami?
If Miami goes undefeated, if they beat
I don't think
Clemson,
any
yes,
team
at
that
seven. Do you
has
think if they beat Miami? I mean, if they beat
is
Clemson?
Miami a lock if they beat Clemson? No. I don't think no. I think at that point the council would say if Miami beat Clemson, they'd say, "Oh well, okay, like you beat Clemson, so obviously the ACC isn't any good, and they'd probably find a way to put Alabama back in." So I think they'd pick Alabama over literally they'd pick Alabama and Ohio State over anyone, dude. I'm telling you. Like, one of those two teams is gonna get in no matter what happens this weekend.
Of course, basically, I don't see. You can't put a. I
I
just
don't think you
don't.
can put
I
even
don't think you
okay
could
it,
make it that
the,
obvious. If you're
Miami's
rigging,
but
if you're.
this is a the point about Miami is I don't think even if Miami won I would put them in because I don't think you can have a team that lost to Pitt who doesn't have a winning record and isn't bowl eligible in the college football playoffs. Well, then but
Clemson lost to Syracuse. Syracuse is not bowl eligible. I
like
mean, of course, I know what the committee's
but
doing. Their favorite.
Clemson that was a close
They're putting
loss, like
Clemson in. They're putting.
Pitt
Go ahead.
blew out Miami. Like, it wasn't close.
Well, it came down to the fourth quarter, but it wasn't that close. I agree. But I know why the committee's doing what they're doing with Clemson. Clemson would start missing their starting quarterback, so they basically, what to me feels like they took away that loss. They're treating Clemson almost like they're undefeated. This is what it feels like to me. I don't think they should. I think this is wrong. I think you could have to, it's tough. It's really tough because I don't think Clemson's the number one team in the nation. I think if I'm going by how I feel who's actually playing the best football right now, it's the Auburn Tigers. I think Auburn's playing the best football, but they're giving Clemson the advantage because they were missing their starting quarterback. But, I mean, it is what it is. We'll find out about them this weekend. Tricky question. One more question about this, and then we're going to move on. If Clemson loses, do they miss the... Are they in the top four still? That's at one?
Clemson?
I don't think so, but what do you think? Are they in?
Ooh, that one's tough. They probably...
Yeah.
That's a tough one. If Clemson loses, I don't think Clemson's in.
Yeah.
But then, if Clemson loses, the College Football Playoff Committee really does have a good reason to put Alabama or Ohio State in. Like, if Clemson were to lose, they'd replace Clemson with Alabama or Ohio State. I don't think they'd replace him with Miami. Because I think Miami, even though they've got that one loss, I think that Ohio State's had a stronger schedule. And people are training like the Oklahoma loss to Ohio State like it was a bad loss. Like, Oklahoma ended up being the number three team in the nation. Like, I feel like that's not a bad loss. But apparently some people think it was. And I think they probably put in Ohio State or Alabama again. That's kind of my default answer for all these because I really don't see Miami. I think Penn State's too far gone to get in, and I'd be shocked if USC made it. Like, a lot would have to go way wrong. Like, basically every team in the top four would have to lose to give USC – every team in the top four and Alabama or and Ohio State would have – okay, every team but Wisconsin in the top four would have to lose, and that's the only way – and USC would have to, like, clobber Stanford, and that's the only way I could see USC get in.
Yeah, my last point on this, Miami – I think what would have to happen is Clemson, Oklahoma, or of course Oklahoma and Wisconsin would have to both lose. And even Auburn, I think all four of those teams would have to lose for Miami to get in. Particularly Clemson, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin, because if all three of them lose, you kind of have to make an argument for Miami because the committee did put Miami ahead of Ohio State, so... I mean, I think that has to happen, and then it's probably a far stretch. It's probably a far stretch for that to happen, but that's what I mean. I think they're pretty much out. But besides that, let's kind of move on. We have a lot more to talk about. A hot topic over the past 5 days. I would say this is the hottest topic. Tennessee on Sunday night agrees to a contract with Greg Schiano. I can't say his name.
That's how you say it.
I just can't say his name.
It's a fact.
it's kind of like me saying, but never mind. later Sunday evening, they end up taking all offers off the table after they pretty much agreed to a contract. Pretty much. I mean, they didn't sign it, but they agreed to it. After Vols fans, Tennessee government officials protest over the 1995-96 accusations of them knowing about the Sandusky scandal. Oh my goodness. I know this is going to be a general question, but what's
well, you can't
your thoughts on this? I know you read up on it.
First of all, Greg Schiano, he didn't do anything wrong. Like, the FBI report doesn't cite him as part of the scandal at Penn State. And B, like, there are stories that have come out that, like, He found out about that scandal and then told Joe Paterno, which was like the right thing to do, and then Joe Paterno just didn't do anything. So, I mean, it's unfortunate, and I don't think,
right.
I think he probably deserves a job there, but it's the way that, it's the world we live in these days, and it's a shame that they took it back. If they took it back because of their talks inside their building, just about what they thought, that's fine. But if you start letting your fans and people outside your organization start choosing your staff, there's a major problem there. Like, that's literally letting what did Bob McNair say that was super controversial? That's literally letting the inmates run the asylum if you let your fans make all your choices for you. So, I mean, a bunch of Twitter backlash, if that's going to prevent you from signing a head coach, like, that says a lot about your program.
Yeah, for me, this, the fans have to, or the, not necessarily the fans, but whoever was protesting it because of the accusations, they need to be ashamed of themselves, because this is just completely ridiculous. This is... Like, I mean, it was accusal. It wasn't even a, this isn't even a fact. And this was 22 years ago. Why? I just don't understand, like, why are you protesting this now? The only acceptable reason is, or it's not even acceptable, it's still ridiculous. It's if you don't want him as your head coach because he has failed in the past. That's the only reason I can think of, because anybody else who had accusations against them in any other program, and they basically agreed to a contract, they would be hired. That coach would be talking Monday morning to the media as the Tennessee Volunteer or whoever program head coach. So, I think John Curry should be fired, to be honest. This is just getting out of proportion. I think he's failed for years. I don't think he should have been there. He should have been fired after Butch Jones was fired. I thought he should have been gone right with him, right out the door, because this is just ridiculous. And after this, I just don't think he deserves to be searching for another head coach, which they already failed on Mike Gundy, again, the Oklahoma State head coach. They failed on him. So this is just going miserably. This is the last thing you could have asked for. I don't know if the new head coach is going to say this. I think John Curry needs to be gone. And the fans, this is just as shameful. It's just completely ridiculous. I don't see why fans are so... If you're going to be against it because he's not a good head coach, or you don't think he's a good head coach because he's failed. Don't be against it because of some accusation that could be false, that seems to be false, based off of reports. This is just where it's going nowadays.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be surprised.
It's pretty glaring when, like, best, most renowned coaches in the entire world of football, Urban Meyer and Bill Belichick, go out of their way to defend you. Like, that says a lot about someone's character. Like, Bill Belichick said he was a great guy. Urban Meyer said he was a great guy after everything was rescinded from him. And, you know, it's a shame. And he probably deserves to end up coaching somewhere else. And I think he probably will.
Well, what about the AD? Do you think AD John Curry should be fired after what's happened?
Chris, I didn't know the AD's head was John Curry until you just barely said it. So I'm going to have to abstain from answering that question, because I don't really, like, follow the intricacies of GMing / ADing in college sports. That seems a little bit ridiculous to me. But I will, I'll side with you, since you seem to be right. Yeah, fire that dude. I'm all for a good firing.
I'm not saying I, like, follow it. I'm just saying that based off of Like, I don't follow the GM thing either, but I do know that
he's Butch Jones
filled
is
on
great.
Some head coach.
I love
Butch
watching
Jones.
Butch
he hired
Jones
Butch
coach.
Jones.
It's funny.
And
I like it.
What happened?
I like Butch Jones. I'm a Butch Jones fan.
Oh my goodness. But yeah. Maybe you give him one more chance, but I think I would lean towards him being gone, but I mean, I don't think he's going to be, so. But
alrighty.
Enough of that. We've got some huge games this weekend. I'm going to start with, of course, I have this, you know, I have this on the list, but I'm going to start with the SEC Championship, Auburn versus Georgia. At the beginning of the season, Auburn blew Georgia out 40-17. It was at Auburn.
Wasn't
Auburn's a
2.5-point
favorite. What do you expect to happen?
Oh, I thought you meant... You said at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
I didn't play at the beginning of the season. Oh, okay. Well, you see...
I think this game's going to be closer,
and I think Auburn's going to win it. I like to go with momentum when I pick games, and Auburn's got all the great momentum right now, coming off a slobber knock where they basically embarrassed Alabama and showed people that Alabama could be a bad football team, which is rare. I don't think that's happened in the 20th century yet until just barely. So good for Auburn, and I'm picking Auburn.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Georgia in this game. I thought that...
I was not thinking
you're
that.
Thinking big
I was
surprise,
thinking about
but,
what I was going to have for dinner tonight. I'm going to
pick them 22-19, I think.
Surprise.
George...
Just to set the record straight. All right.
Okay, well. Anyway, I have Georgia winning 22-19. I think the momentum in that last game went all Auburn. Everything went Auburn. And Georgia they got penalized a lot. They making a lot of mistakes in that game. I expect big changes. Georgia had their way in that first drive of that game. I watched basically that whole game. Of course, still it was like 30-17, but I expect Georgia to put up a better game and win this football game. Next up, the ACC Championship, Clemson.
You see here
versus
again. I'm
going to
pick momentum. Clemson. Any team that loses to Pitt, I don't respect anymore. So I'm going to go Clemson, and I'm going to go Clemson by a lot. In fact, I have the scoreline because I did this for something that we did for our website, prosportsfandom.com. Go check it out. That's right, Alex. I'm plugging the website for you. I don't think... Funny story, I don't think the person who is like the head of Pro Sports Fandom actually listens to our podcast. Like, I don't think really anyone in Pro Sports Fandom does, so it's just a fun fact for you to brighten your day. Oh, spoiler.
Well, I don't...
Spoiler...
Well,
I lied.
I think there's one
I'm
or two.
I'm not taking momentum. I took Miami to win this game, 14-10. But I'm going to flip-flop and say I'm going to take Clemson in this game because I'm pretty sure that I did not pick Miami and Tristan screwed it up. Shout out to Tristan who doesn't know how to use the internet.
Well, we found that out last week.
I did actually pick Miami. That was
you
a thing
Miami,
I actually
that
did.
Sports channel.
I thought I picked Clemson. I got to be more careful about these things. Well, I'm going.
You might miss our playoff pick'em or whatever after that.
I'm basically Alabama, right out of playoff contention, but to legitimize the whole thing, it's going to get rigged, and I'll get put in the top four. It's going to be great. I'm rolling.
Yeah, you're not. Oh, you might.
Well,
I don't know.
I know
don't
nothing
know.
About college
I'm starting
football.
I'm wonder if
I'm
that thing's
win.
Rigged or not. Because
that's the end of the story.
I, neither. Yeah, me either.
Sorry, I do know a little bit about
college. I have Clemson football. Winning. I think it's going to be a blowout.
To improve my credibility here. So you are definitely listening to a qualified professional tell you about the rest of the season from here on out. Yes, sir. Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness. After that interruption, I'm just getting out of the way. I have Clemson winning the game. I think it's going to be a blowout. I have 59-14, I believe, or something like that on
First.
I'm going to pick the same thing here.
Nice.
I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be consistent and pick it here. But I don't think it'll be close. I don't think Miami's a very good team. I don't think they're top 10. They played poorly. They played messy.
Oh, yeah,
I'm taking Clemson.
Good call.
59-14. Next game.
Big 12.
All right. I'm going to Big 12 championship. Oklahoma at TCU.
Of course, this is a neutral field. I took Oklahoma, I believe. Yes, I did. I took Oklahoma beating TCU 35-31. I believe that Baker Mayfield is a superior athlete to everyone in TCU. I think that he's going to drag the Sooners to victory and into the college football playoffs. And I'm strongly encouraging John Elway to draft him because I want Baker Mayfield on the Denver Broncos. The other thing in this game that I find interesting is the fact that, there's no defense in this game, and therefore it's not interesting. So I'll throw it to you, Chris. Why should I watch this game if I like defense? But which, for the record, I don't like defense. I think defense is boring to watch in college football. So maybe I'll watch this because I just want a shootout.
Actually, I agree with you. I don't like defense.
Yeah, that's
in
awful.
College football.
Like, save
like,
that for save
when
that
you
for the
them seven
save
to
that
nothing
for the
games,
professionals.
Like, really,
the professionals can do
like,
it in an exciting
boring.
Manner. You college kids just got to go out there and sling the ball around a little bit more.
Some people like defense. It's just different people. But I'm taking Oklahoma 38-30. TCU has the best defense in the Big 12, I think. I'm pretty sure. I've kind of tossed them between them and West Virginia. But there's really no great defense in this league, so this is going to be a shootout. I think Baker Mayfield is the best quarterback in the country. No reason why he doesn't go in the top five, maybe number one. Not a whole lot to say about this game because it's going to be a competitive score, but I think TCU will be more coming back from a 30-15 scoreline, something like that, and I think Oklahoma will score the final touchdown and clinch the win and be in the college football playoff, which we'll talk about that in a second. The next game, Big Ten Championship, probably one of the most intriguing besides the SEC Championship. Ohio State versus Wisconsin, with an undefeated Wisconsin versus a two-loss Ohio State.
Who
do you have?
I do have Ohio State winning this game, simply because Wisconsin is a team that is okay and a team that has a lot of players that I haven't heard a lot about. Ohio State, on the other hand, has had a lot of players that I've heard a lot about, and therefore, I believe Ohio State will blow out Michigan 42-31. Yeah, sure. Same difference.
Wisconsin, you mean. Yes, same difference. I have Ohio State 26-23. I think it'll be a competitive game. Wisconsin's defense is too good for this to be a blowout in Wisconsin, in Ohio State's favor. I don't see any way Ohio State scores 42 points, or you're predicting 42 points. I see them score more like between 20 and 30. If I'm wrong on the exact score, which I probably will be. I think in the end, JT Barrett will be the difference in this game. He's been consistent most of the season, but he's had a few games. The Iowa game that he got blown out, or his team did. He didn't, but his team did. I think he'll have a great game on Saturday. I think Wisconsin's defense will be able to hold him back, though. So I don't think he's going to have a perfect game, but it'll be good enough to win the football game. They'll have a last scoring touchdown that'll win the game.
Yeah.
Next game, your conference Pac-12 championship, Stanford.
Yeah. This is the one I know so much about, actually.
Who do you have?
Okay, so
this is your conference.
Is sneaky going to be the best conference championship game just because it's going to be high scoring, but it's also going to be a little bit defensive at times. It's going to have a little bit of everything. It's going to be close. It's going to come down to the final seconds. Let's just break down some of the matchups here. Let's start with the quarterback. Sam Darnold beats whoever the hell Stanford starts at quarterback next week. So I'm taking Sam Darnold. Bryce Love is great, but also Ronald Jones III is great. So I'm not really sure who to go with there. I think I'm going to go with Bryce Love, though. So it kind of evens it out. Stanford has a killer defensive line. I think that's going to be the difference in this game. The coverage for USC is great, but I mean, Stanford's quarterback's playing out of his mind right now, threw four touchdowns against Notre Dame. I think that Stanford should be a top 10 team, to be honest with you. I don't see why USC's ranked 10 when they got blown out by Notre Dame, but a team that blows out Notre Dame isn't in the top 10. I think that Stanford should be at 10. I also think that Washington should have been a top 10 team because people don't give Washington enough love. They blew out basically everyone they played this year. And if it weren't for a fluky ASU loss, they would be in discussion for the top four in the nation. And I'm taking Stanford in this one just because I like the ground game of Stanford. And I think they're going to control this game. But it wouldn't surprise me if Sam Darnold came out and set the world on fire before he leaves to go become a Cleveland Brown. And, I'm taking Stanford here, but it's going to be a close game, 35-34.
I have a very similar scoreline to you. I have 34-31 Stanford. I think Bryce Love will end up being too much for the USC defense, which is meh. A little better than most, but it's not great. I wouldn't say it's awesome. You're the Pac-12 guy, so
Ronald Jones
would you agree with me when I say that?
Well, the Pac-12 is just about as good as the Big 12 when it comes to defense.
It's okay.
So, yes. Any offense is better than any defense. Minus Utah. Utah usually has a great defense. Flip-flops for Utah, though, because then they have a great defense, but they have an awful offense. So just remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have, like I said, their defense is meh.
Okay.
It's one of the better ones in the Pac-12, but, I mean, there's no... But, anyway, I like Bryce Love. I like Bryce Love, and I like Sam Darnold, of course, in the quarterback matchup.
All right.
You gonna say all right again?
I'm just agreeing with you. I'm sorry. I'm not interrupting.
Right, I'm gonna take USC.
No, I'm just agreeing.
Oh no, you're not interrupting at all. No.
Okay.
No. Okay. Just making sure. I'm just making sure.
All right.
All right. I have USC.
Good.
I have Stanford. You're making me lose my thoughts. I'm about to meet you again. I have Stanford 34-31. Pac-12 expert. Our last game.
What?
The AAC American Conference.
The AAC.
Of course,
hold on.
Stands for.
This is. This might be fake. This might be
Athletic American Conference.
I did not see this in our script. I was not aware that the AAC was something that existed, but it looks like this is a team a game between Memphis, the team that gave. Oh, hey,
I don't think I
Memphis
finished.
Memphis and UCF.
They don't even know who.
Okay,
they don't even
Memphis
know.
Gave me.
Finish up.
Gave me Paxton Lynch, so
okay.
I'll never forgive them.
Sure
and UCF is undefeated, but also played terrible teams. I saw Memphis play earlier this year and they beat up on UCLA. I did not see UCF play, so that kind of makes me lean towards Memphis, but I think UCF's uniforms are ugly, so I think that's going to throw Memphis's team just off in general, and I think the fact that Florida is awful gives Memphis a little bit of an edge. So I'd say it's a toss-up. I think this game ends in a tie. But if I had to pick the winner of the tie, like the committee has to decide, it's UCF, and spoiler, UCF gets into the playoffs. End of story. Okay.
Yeah, stop
freezing
it.
Cold take.
That's a freezing
cold
take.
I'm pretty sure
take.
That's trademarked.
That is a
Twitter.
Freezing cold take.
You can't use that.
Yeah, that's a cold take.
No, that's a thing. We were going to have him on
I
one time, but then I never really
not.
Followed
I don't know
up
if it is or not.
But then again, I'm not really sure if I want him on the show. So, freezing cold take guy, if you listen.
Oh, well.
Uninvited. Well,
whatever.
You know, Chris, I am a man who likes manners. So. Okay, I'm sorry.
Without interruption, I'm going to make my pick.
Don't send me off to camp.
Is it fine? Are you okay with this? Oh. Okay, I'm picking UCF 42-39. I was tempted to pick Memphis. I wasn't going to. But, by the way, Eric did pick Memphis in our PSF thing. But I'm taking UCF 42-39.
All right.
With
what's
no
our last
reason
segment?
Why. I don't need to pick.
Wait, are we sponsored by anyone? I thought you said you'd bring us a
sponsor.
Our
last segment, of course, is...
Oh, you didn't bring us a sponsor?
I said I didn't know if I would. I didn't even think
about
it.
That's bad on you, Chris.
I did not bring us... I did not
I did bring... I did. I knew you might fail.
Did you bring
so
us another
us sponsor?
Did you?
So, as everyone knows, we need sponsors to...
Of course you
cover
did.
Our... You know, our podcast. And the sponsor of this podcast is the Miami Dolphins, surprisingly enough. The Miami Dolphins reached out to me on Twitter and said, you
oh,
know,
wow. Oh,
do
my
you understand
goodness.
That you hate us? And I said, yes, I'm going to block you. And they said, no, wait. Here's the deal. You promote us, but you can also keep trash talking us. So this podcast is brought to you by the Miami Dolphins, starting Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler, if you want some interceptions, go start Jay Cutler. So the Miami Dolphins are sponsoring this podcast today. I'd like to thank the people of Miami. I'd like to thank Adam Gase. I'd like to thank Chris Castain, who really brought the Miami Dolphins into my life and just generally every time this is a and
oh, yeah.
Congrats to Christian Castain
for
Spin Zone.
Okay.
You guess what? You were the one that brought up the Dolphins on this college podcast because you forgot your sponsorship.
Yep.
You inversely did
when,
it.
When did I bring
it's
it
called,
up?
It's called quantum physics.
Well, how's that? Did I bring
man.
Up the name
science,
Miami Dolphins?
Science, you can't argue.
Well, I'll be bringing one Friday,
and
it's going to be long.
Good.
And it's going to be
good.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be very fun. It's going to be fun. You're going to be excited. But for our last segment of the day. Predict your final four after you're with your prediction.
Number one, North Texas. Number
what do you
two,
think it'll be on
Toledo.
Sunday?
Number three, UCF. And number four, Ohio State. They didn't make it.
Where's Alabama?
I'm not serious, so I think it'll be
well,
I gotta think about this. Why don't you give your top four first? I didn't come with a top four. Okay, good.
Yeah, well, I did come with a top four. At number one, at number one, I have Clemson. I think they'll win out and beat Miami in a blowout, of course. At two, I think Oklahoma. At three, I have Wisconsin, and at four, I have Georgia. Okay. I think Georgia will beat Auburn, as
drum
I predicted
roll, please.
Earlier.
Gotcha. That was my drum roll. Hopefully that comes out well to the listeners.
Yeah, mine was a clap.
Of this podcast. I like the background noise. There we go. Okay, so at number four, and sneaking into the college football playoffs, Ohio State. I feel that a win over Michigan will propel them in.
Ooh, Ohio State.
At number three, I believe the team will remain the same, Oklahoma. I believe that number two will be Clemson, and number one will be Auburn. I think Auburn's going to
Clemson
beat Georgia by more.
Auburn.
So they're going to be the number one, and Clemson's going to beat Miami by less. Mm. So they'll be number two. Yes. Number two. Yeah.
Less.
Well done.
Number two.
Good comprehension of numbers.
All right.
I'm proud of you.
All right. Oh, that's all for...
Good.
I just wanted to make sure I had everything
awesome.
Clear. I needed to repeat it and make sure
memory
I got everything
important.
And make sure I remembered it. Well, that's all for this show, guys. Thanks for joining us. Of course, you can follow me at ChrisVSF, at Eric18Utah, and we're always on Endzone Podcast Twitter at Endzone Pod. Be sure to check us out at ProSportsFandom.com. Me and Eric are writing articles. Eric writes more than I do, but I still write on college. And
correction.
Occasionally
I
write
NFL.
I haven't wrote on NFL in a while.
You write
but,
semi-decent
we'll
paragraphs every 1 to 2 weeks. Yeah.
Whatever.
Ooh.
Whatever.
On
whatever.
Twitter.
On Twitter? I write them on Twitter, I guess.
Scary.
On Twitter. Well, that's all, guys. Thanks for joining us. Of course, Eric.
No, I've decided.
Back
I've
arguing,
decided
I'm sure,
I'm
again
not
on the Miami Dolphins and Denver
Miami
Broncos on Friday.
I'm not. Seriously.
Okay.
Get involved.
Yeah. You're not. All right. See you guys. All right. Peace out, guys.